Earth Movers.
Hi, is Phil in, please?
This is Philip.
Hey, Philip. This is Ruben at Vacant Car. Do you go by Phil or Philip? I don't want to say your name wrong.
Oh, it's Philip.
Hey, Philip. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. You're working with Danny here?
Yes, sir.
Great. Is now an okay time?
Yes, sir. Now is fine.
Perfect. And I've got another contact in the business. So what is your role in the business? I have Terry being the owner, so I'm not sure what your... Are you the CFO or are you in the finance department?
I'm the vice president.
Okay. And...
100% owner and president.
Okay. Could I have the chance to speak to him or with both of you on the line? The reason is I'm going to discuss credit and things of that nature, and I want the okay to do so.
Okay, no, I'm actually authorized to do that. He spends a lot of time actually out and looking over our projects.
Okay.
And so it'd be hard to catch him actually on the phone.
Okay. Okay, since you're authorized to do so, what are you looking to accomplish? I know you're working with a sales rep here named Danny. There's some mention about lines of credit you have with commercial estate banks, use it for emergencies, and I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what you're looking to accomplish and see if we'd be a good fit.
Yeah, we had to mention it to Danny, and he was just saying that he would like to at least have the opportunity to, because we have a $1 million line of credit that with Commercial State Bank, our local company or bank here.
Okay.
And Danny had just mentioned the fact that, I mean, he would like to at least get us something to where he said that a line of credit that way, if the rates were a little bit better, then obviously we would go ahead and use that to handle anything that we'd like to before actually dipping into the line of credit that we have with Commercial State.
Okay.
And, he was just saying that afterwards, he said it, but also if the credit interest charges just weren't as good, then he would at least like to get us something to where maybe we'd like to use it kind of as a back end to be able to use for anything we'd like and to be able to just to finance some of our material costs. Because I had told him that we would like to go ahead and get something to where it's in place because in our line of business, a lot of our...
You know, my phone keeps beeping through. Let me just tell this person I'll call them right back so it doesn't keep beeping through. Give me 1 second, please, sir.
Alrighty.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. So what we provide, we're not looking to replace your line of credit. What Bank of Cardiff provides is two major products. We provide equipment financing. We also provide working capital, which is additional funding. It's additional funding. It's not used to replace your current bank's line of credit. So I can only... We don't provide a line of credit in the sense that we want to replace your current relationship.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I had understood that Danny was offering is an actual line of credit that we'd be able to use in supplementation or just use it instead of going into our line of credit with our Commercial State because we do have quite a bit of stuff financed through them and then we do have that line of credit with them.
Okay.
But, of course, we didn't want to rely on them so heavily as far as any sort of financing needs.
Okay. Well, that's what a lot of our customers use the money for. Basically, what we provide is, you put it the right way, it's supplementary financing. We provide a need-based product, so a lot of customers come to us and they have a line of credit. They do not want to use that line of credit. They want to use that line of credit and pay it down, In the excavation industry, a lot of customers come to us because they have a project and they need some additional cash flow for a short-term basis. So what we provide is a loan that they can use in addition to their line of credit. I guess the focus of our product is the need. So what are your needs right now?
right now we're kind of looking to, because we do have a lot of material that we're actually having to finance.
Okay.
I mean, personally, through us, it, we're having to pay it off, and essentially we're financing it because we may be doing an asphalt project at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
And complete it at the beginning of the month, but we don't actually, we're not able to fill out until most of our projects and general contractors' billing date is the 25th.
Okay.
So, I mean, we'd end up being required to pay off, pay for the material, I mean, basically a week after whenever we're barely billing it out, and a lot of times they don't pay on the bills until 30 to 60 days.
Okay. So are you just floating that internal money?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
We're just having to pay it off, and sometimes we will go ahead and use our line of credit for that.
Okay.
To be able to pay for that material and then just pay it off whenever we do get paid from the general contractor.
Okay. Let me give you some ideas of kind of what I would think is, you know, what we could provide, because I'm not sure. I think Danny might have you mentioned supplementary, and that's really what our product is about. We would probably provide a loan for around $150,000 to $300,000. Now, the difference between your line of credit, this is a cash loan, so it's cash that goes into your account. It's a loan. It's not a line of credit. So using the full amount doesn't negatively affect you like a line of credit. What I would want to understand, though, is really if you can if these funds help you, because the what is the rate on your line of credit?
I'd have to look and see, but it's fairly cheap. I just can't remember exactly what it was.
And assuming it's in like the single digits, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the one kind of flip side is this cash loan, it's really used by business owners who really have opportunities or growth. Sometimes because they're waiting on customers to pay kind of constricts their business. And oftentimes it's just to continuously find a need, like you mentioned, hey, customers aren't paying us for 30 or 60 days, we'd rather not float it ourselves. But this money that we're going to offer you, it's not going to be comparable in cost to your line of credit. So I want to give you an idea of what the cost would be, so you can have an idea. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the way that these loans are repaid is they're simply based on cash flow, so money in and money out. And so the way the loan is collected is what's called a micropayment. So instead of you paying at the end of the month, you'll pay 21 business days per month. So we'll take a small debit from your business bank account every day of the week besides weekends and bank holidays, so Monday through Friday, no bank holidays, or once per week. Typically with excavation companies, we do a daily payment because that's really where the focus is in the industry. Do you want me to quote you on numbers on 300,000, 150? What numbers would you like? What numbers would you like quotes on?
Honestly, I'll get in contact with y'all again. I mean, since it is really a financing tool that it wasn't properly explained to me, and it was complete. I mean, it's just y'all are offering something much different than what I had understood. Danny was kind of letting us know.
Yeah, and I can only apologize. We're not here to take out that line of credit. We're here as a supplementary product for a need.
Yes, sir. And I was kind of letting them know that, I mean, we have material costs are one of our major expenses for our business. And, I mean, they can run up to anywhere from, I mean, up to $400,000, $500,000. And so I told them that I didn't want to mess with anything if it was going to be around $200,000. That we just weren't going to go ahead and take the time to do that. And so it's kind of upsetting for the fact that, I mean, he did tell me all this stuff, and now you're just offering something completely different from what he actually explained what it was going to be.
Yeah, and
so we did put
we're not
time as far as after what I had already told him. And so it just kind of seems like a waste of time that he did waste a lot of my time.
And I can only apologize.
Yes, sir. So, no, I'll get in contact with Danny again later on whenever, and I'll speak to Terry to see if that's anything that we're actually interested in, if he sees any sort of benefit of wanting to do that. But right now, I'd rather go ahead and just spend my time doing something else rather than go ahead and pursuing this a little bit further, just because
gotcha.
It's something completely different from what he had explained it would be.
Okay.
Oh, alrighty. Well, I appreciate it then, Ruben.
Thank you, brother. I apologize.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.